Hola, gente. Tudo bem? So this blog post comes from a happy time in my life right now within Brazil. I'm just really extremely happy and everything is going quite swimmingly, I'd say. First off, my host family is an amazing fit for me. They're perfect in every single way. I feel completely a part of my family. And we have little jokes that we have between us, insider jokes. And insider jokes make you feel completely a part of whatever community or group that you're within, because it's something that's completely special and nobody else knows about it. So I'm gonna share my insider jokes with you guys, with my family. So within English, or at least for me, myself, if I'm talking to someone and I'm agreeing with what they're saying, and I think a lot of people do this as well, I say, But you don't really do that in Portuguese. So for me to replicate that act of affirming what they're saying, I say, seem, 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 seem. So my host father and everyone in my family makes jokes of that because they don't do that. Like they don't affirm what people are saying. They just listen. And it's quite different for me. But they'll be like, just randomly, they'll say, seem, 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 seem. Or even in my host father's speech, he'll tell me that, oh, like when I was at work, I said, seem, seem, seem. And then I was thinking of you. And that made me just really, really, really happy. And another thing, my family is really open. They're quite open, especially being an LGBTQ fellow. They're open to my sexuality. Like my father, one night when we were having dinner, he opened up to me after everyone was done. He was telling me that, oh, do you know this one film about this transgendered actor? Because I really want to show your mother. And I was really culling through all of the transgendered films that I've seen and trying to find this film that he specifically watched because he said that it was an amazing film that he loved and that he wanted to show my mother. And through this simple interaction of talking about films, he devolved deeply into it and was telling me that he had gay primos, which are cousins, yeah. He had gay cousins, and that just made me feel really more at home with my home life situation because for some of the other fellows within my cohort and also within the other cohorts, I feel are probably having different problems than what I have. And it's really making me happy that my family is accepting of me and who I am. And also just because even if I were straight, I'm just like a weird individual altogether. So I'll cook them weird food and they'll eat it and they'll try it and they'll enjoy it. And it's really great. Like I made them pancakes, which isn't quite weird, but I made them my special breakfast sandwich, which is so it's bread, grape jelly, a hamburger, an egg, some ham, and some cheese. And they liked it, but they thought it was quite weird and strange. And I think anyone in America or in any other country would think it's strange as well. But also within Brazil, they have this concept of salgado e doce. So that's sweet and salty, but they're never together. There's not a concept of salgado com doce, sweet and salty. So within America specifically, like we have sweet and salty foods. Prime example being the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, sweet and salty. So they'll eat those and we just have a really fun time. And also with the language, I'm going really great with the language actually. My one huge problem in learning Portuguese was my understanding. So I could speak Portuguese very fairly well, but when it came to people talking to me and trying to understand what they were saying, I was missing their questions. So they'd ask me simple questions like, how was your week last week? And I was like, same, just a simple yes, because I didn't quite understand what the question was. But now I've watched films with my family at night, like Ant-Man, and I can follow along and catch the jokes that is being presented, even with visual aids helping me along the way. And I've also started watching the simple commercials that happen on YouTube before I listen to my music, that I'll be able to understand and like because they're funny, like just little stupid funny jokes that I can understand that makes me really happy. And also, I've been studying listening to Brazilian music like Banda Uo, which is an LGBT themed band. with two gay male singers and one transgendered woman. And then also Adriana Calcanhoto. I think I'm pronouncing her name wrong. But she's this really amazing soulstress from Brazil, equal to Sade, I'd say. And then Karen Burr, she's amazing. And then some Fojo music, which is more like somewhat traditional and like more older time music. And quem mais eu gosto de escutar? Eu acho... Oh, and Inez Brazil, which is this amazing transgendered woman who is quite sexual, but really amazing to listen to. She has this one song called Making Love. Making Love. Do Amor. It's a really amazing song, just about like making love and how everyone should make love and everyone's free to do so. So I think that's about it about how I'm feeling right now, but I'm just feeling really happy about my host family and my community and my placement and everything. Ciao.